Welcome to the Feel Great Podcast. This is Matthew Collinson.
And this is Alan Francis. Thank you for listening.
All right, we are live, guys. So welcome to Feel Great, everybody. My name is Matthew Collinson, and this is my good friend.
Alan Francis. Remember, with the right daily habits, you can feel great.
Today we have on a repeat guest. This is our first repeat guest, which I'm super excited about. And this is Mr. Joe Reiki. Joe, would you like to just do a short introduction of yourself?
Good morning, afternoon, or evening, everyone. I'm Joe Reiki. I'm actually Joe Soma, but I've been dubbed Joe Reiki. I'm a Reiki practitioner. I'm about 2 months away from getting my Reiki master's. I've started working with the Miss Ruth Elizabeth and the Diamond Matrix Master, so that's another certification coming up in the near future. And I'm glad to be back, guys. It's great to see y'all again. How are we this morning?
Doing excellent.
Doing good.
Great. All right. So tell me more about this Diamond Matrix stuff. Like, what is that about?
Well, it's a different type of energy work. It's working with the diamond energies, obviously. And there's a lot more to it than just like my Reiki. My Reiki is energy work. But when I started getting diamond attuned, my Reiki wasn't Reiki no more. I actually started calling it Diamond Reiki. And I don't really practice it on Noble Goldman yet. I'm still learning these energies and figuring out all of them and how they're hitting me, so I know how to help others walk through it. I mean, we don't want to, you know, treat everybody as a guinea pig. We want to know what we're doing before we just start throwing energy at them. So definitely working to figure out these energies and how they're hitting. But working with Ruth has been amazing. She's a gifted teacher for sure. Her teachings in the quantum lore, L-O-R-E, have been absolutely amazing. They've really helped me see life in a totally different perspective and has helped me shift quite a few dualities that I've been going through. Like many of you know, I have that disability title. And one of the things is every time I talk about it, I say, I am disabled. Well, that whole I am is what really keeps me in that same place. It doesn't allow me to evolve or to grow or to leave that label behind me. So simple little things like that has really been shifting my whole reality, really. And it's stuff that you can put towards every facet of life. Another thing that she teaches is something that she calls don't play the game, which is unique how she does it. She'll have you literally play the game. She'll have you walk through and watch and observe and judge and all that. And then she'll like smack you on your hand and just tell you, no, now that you know what you're doing, stop doing it. And it's like, wait, how do you just stop? And it's like a simple thing. Like, we don't think about it often, but we think about judging others. And you have those thoughts, oh, look at that person. And then you throw a judgment out. And that's one of the things. You just stop judging. You accept people for who they are, how they present themselves. And the next time you see them, they may be a totally different person. That's all part of the evolving and growing. So, you know, it's one of those don't judge a book by its covers things, because, you know, I'm sure the last time we spoke, I'm a different person. I've got more knowledge, more growth, more love. You know, we all have the ability to grow.
Yeah, that growth mindset's super important, just to remember that we can all grow in whatever direction we're choosing to grow in. What's that like? Like, can you explain to me, like, what it's like for you to, like, feel this energy and, like, how does somebody tap into that, I guess? Like, to me, it sounds so foreign, but I've felt it in, like, martial arts and stuff like that, like, different energies and stuff. So I'm curious what it's like for you.
Right. For me, when it first hit me, or I first had that realization, I had just started the school, darling. I just started the school with Ruth, and she reactivated our light bodies, because I've had that done once about a year or so ago, but she redid it just to, you know, make it good and strong. And the following morning, I'm doing myself Reiki, getting ready for my day, and I'm laying there on the floor going through all of my positions and wordings and all that. And I realized, wow, this isn't Reiki. This is way freaking stronger. Like, what is this? And as I'm questioning these I hear this voice in my head, it's Diamond Reiki. And I'm like, okay, I'll go with that. It's cool. So I'm literally doing my energy work in the form of Reiki, but it's not Reiki energy. It's more potent. It's more concentrated. It's definitely stronger. And even Darla, she'll be, you know, on the other side of the wall over here in her little office space, and she'll just come out and be like, can you stop doing this energy work? You're messing with my Wi-Fi.
It's so true.
Yesterday morning or the day before, she was having some serious connectivity issues on a call she was trying to have. And I stopped doing my meditation and my Diamond Reiki work. And I walk in there. I'm like, everything better now? And she's like, yeah. I'm like, I'm sorry. Yeah, a little bit of stones. I actually have, see if I can say this, Herkimer diamond. I probably can't even see it, but I was just doing meditation with a little diamond. And you're going to do Diamond Reiki, you might as well have a little diamond to do it with, right? And between that and another stone I was playing with at the time, I can't guarantee it was me, but it's just funny to think I stopped my meditations and all of a sudden, you know, she got her Wi-Fi back and all that. So still learning these energies, still getting familiar with them, but definitely I see me changing my Noble Goldman course from group Reiki to a group Diamond Reiki or something like that. I'm not even 100% if the Diamond Reiki term is going to remain or if I'm going to change that. But as I said, I'm still learning these energies, getting familiar, getting comfortable with them. And when I'm ready to launch, it'll be some amazing energy work for the collective.
That's awesome, man. Yeah, I find that like if me and my wife are like irritated or pissed or something, I'll you could tell like we'll affect the computer connection in a bad way too. But it's different. It's a bad energy, not a good energy.
Right.
Can you use that? Can you use that the other way if your signal's weak? Hey Joe, come in here. I need you to
actually when I became
Reiki stand like this.
I would send Reiki into my vehicles I was driving. I would send Reiki into my appliances, like my laptop in front of me or my phone. It's just one of those things that you know, what's the commercial? Is it Frank's Red Hot? I sprinkle that shit on everything. That's what I do with my
energy. Yeah.
Everywhere. You know, I'll be walking down the street and I'll see someone that looks down. I'll just be like, here, take some energy. You know, just helping everything to function better, feel better, work better, move better, whatever. Just make it better.
Yeah, that's a lot like the guy who I was learning Ho'oponopono from. He was like, I'll do it while I'm driving around, like put it, like send it to the bridges I'm going under, send it to like the roads that I'm on.
Yeah, especially here in Michigan. I mean, our bridges are crumbling. There's been so many cases where chunks are falling off and landing in people's, you know, vehicles. So yeah, you want to send that everywhere you go. It's almost like just putting a protection bubble around you as you navigate this 3D realm. So, I mean, any type of protection or good fortune is definitely needed in this day and age.
So do you think there's like, all right, you just said the 3D realm. So I assume that you understand like, or you think on like dimensions and that kind of thing. So like, I believe there's probably an infinite amount of variations of life and variations of what we're going through and that kind of thing. So I'm just curious what your thoughts are on that and what you've been guided or learned about all that.
Well, I've been learning a little bit more about the dimensions. I've been learning, you know, the fourth and the fifth for sure, but I keep hearing that there's like more. There's, you know, some say up to 12, some say 16, and there's others that say it's infinite. There we go.
Yeah.
And when it comes to my energy work and what I've been doing lately, it's really diving more into the fifth dimension. And that's one of the things that really stood out with the diamond energy work is with Reiki, we would send energy down to the core of Mother Gaia and allow Mother Gaia to recycle, replenish, and, you know, allow us to reuse. But with the diamond work, we're sending it to the fifth dimension. And it's one of those, like Ruth was saying, like Mother Gaia is, you know, she's taking enough crap on, you know, let's send it to the fifth dimension. It'll still be, you know, the same thing. It'll still be, you know, cleaned up and sent back out for, you know, reuse. And it's one of those things where it becomes a neutral ion and you can choose to make it a positive or a negative when you take it in. And, you know, when we send it, we hopefully, you know, get you to understand, to make it a positive, make it something beneficial for your world. You know, it's like that whole, you wake up in the morning, you say, I'm going to have a bad day. Well, guess what? You just set yourself off to have a bad day. So wake up every day and say, today's going to be a great day.
Self-prophecy, man.
Do your best to believe it, but at least say it. Get that vibration going, get that out there, and start shifting your mindset. Even if it's Monday, say today's going to be one hell of a day. You know, and that's how you start your day off, is you flip that mindset instead of going, oh, it's Monday, I got to go to work. No, it's Monday, I get to go to work.
Yeah, that self-fulfilling prophecy stuff is so, so powerful. What do you get? What was that, Alan?
I have a question. Now, being an energy healer, I guess, if that's the correct title.
Energy worker.
Are you an energy worker? Is it somewhat like being an empath? Are you sensitive to energy around, whether it be good energy, positive energy, negative energy? Are you sensitive to what's out there?
Yeah. A lot of people that learn they're an empath tend to have greater sensitivities to these energies. And it's something that you can sense. You don't have to be an empath to sense it, but it's something that you can still yourself, still your mind, and feel the changes, the shifts in energies. And it's one of those, like when someone walks into a room and the whole crowd just turns, you'll sense right away, you know, this is going to be a good visitor. This is going to be a bad visit. You know, you'll feel those people that pour that radiant, loving, positive energies, and you'll feel those that are the polar opposite. And yeah, it's weird how I sense personally, some energies that are negative, you know, they'll just feel like almost like dirty, just like, that's not pleasant, I don't want to be around that. And other ones are just like, holy crap, I don't even want to be in the room with this person, I gotta go. And it's one of those things, you just follow your gut intuition, and you feel that you don't need to be or want to be in a room with that person and their energy. Get out of there. Something may occur that's not going to sit right with you, with your soul, with your highest good. So, you know, whenever you feel something's off, you know, find a way out, do what you got to do to get back to your happy space. I mean,
good deal. Some
of us feel that we have to be stuck in shit situations, and we don't. We're fully capable of making the best of our own worlds. You just have to want it.
Yeah. I was just listening to, the Will Smith book again, Alan. And the reason why I'm bringing this up is because his first security guard person that he had that stayed with him essentially while he was building his career would have this like sixth sense go off, and he'd be like, hey dude, let's get out of here. And every time, without fail, whenever that happened, like gunshots would start ringing out and stuff from wherever they were. And it was like, that sensitive nature to your surroundings and what's going on.
Right, he could feel the bad attentions that walked into the room.
Exactly. Yeah. So I think it's very similar to that for you, right? You just feel it, and you're just like, "Yep" or "No."
Right. Yeah, and I, you know, over the years I have gotten better, you know. When you don't know what you don't know what's going on. So as you learn these, you know, ways of life, these thought processes and all that, you can start deciphering which is which. Because, I mean, if I felt a bad vibe 5 years ago, I would just be like, okay, what the heck was that? And not pay no attention. Nowadays, I feel that bad vibe, I'm looking around like, okay, who in the room just set that up? You know, who do I have to keep an eye out for? Or if it feels really bad, then yeah, it's just, let's go.
The other part of that made me think about this is that with Ho'oponopono, you're taking on everything. Like, it's all a reflection of you, essentially, and vice versa, and that kind of thing. I know we're all our own beings and we're all doing our own thing, but really it's like, if somebody like trips and falls in front of you, you're like, oh, you know, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you, I love you, kind of thing. Because you experienced it through the fact that it happened in front of you, and therefore it's kind of your responsibility kind of thing. So I'm curious, do you find that to be true with Reiki too, to where sometimes you'll put in the intention or emotions around you? And
yeah, so with that same situation, if I'm walking down the street and I see somebody fall in front of me, first thing that happens, I feel the pain that they just went through. Like, yeah, I may not physically have the scratches and boo-boos and all that, but I felt the hurt. Mm-hmm. And then from there, I'll, you know, recognize, okay, that wasn't mine. That was obviously this person I just witnessed. And then I'll turn around and I'll just be like, all right, well, I felt that pain. So obviously I know you're in pain. Let me send you some energy to help at least lessen the ouch of what you just felt. And I mean, obviously when you trip and fall, it's not that bad, but still, here's a little bit of energy. Have your, you know, make your day go a little better. And, you know, learning how strong my energy is when I send it. I don't know how well I'm healing the people, but like Darla will tell me it's strong. I just did some Reiki on a newer client, and she was just ecstatic with how great she felt. And I think she went a couple of weeks before she reached out for another session, and just the level of joy and excitement and hearing these people talk about how, you know, how great their life has been since, you know, it fills me with joy. So anytime I see that situation where I can send energy, whether I see someone trip and fall, or I just see someone have grief in their face, and just here, take this energy. And really, I have no issue with doing that. A lot of people are like, well, I'm not going to waste my energy on that. And it's like, well, then why are you an energy worker? You know, energy workers tend to want the collective of the world to, you know, raise their vibration, to feel good. Like, you know, the podcast is titled, you know, feel great. That's what we all want to do. We want to feel great. We want to wake up, feel great, get out of bed, feel great, go to work, feel great. Most importantly, get out of work and still feel great.
Yep.
you can't do that when you're hating and judging on others. You know, if someone doesn't, you know, float your boat, or, you know, feel comfortable around them, you don't have to be around them. You can move. You can, you know, we got a big old earth here that we can walk around. We can find another state if we don't like the state this person's in. You know, you can do whatever it is you need to do to make your life happier so you feel great at all times.
It's like Jim Rohn says, you're not a tree.
Exactly. Yeah. I like what you said about, Joe, about when you see somebody trip in front of you and you're like, you know, that affects you, but, you know, that's not my action, or that's not my story. I'm thinking of, like, from an empath point of view, because, like, I experience the empath point of view, and I experience, feeling feelings going out for someone and can almost be draining. And it almost sounds like that's a tool that I could use, and possibly other empaths could use, you know, when they start to feel drained, they could just, you know, mentally, you know, recognize that, oh, that's, you know, that really sucks, you know, and I feel this, but it's not my story right now. I can, you know, I care about this person, you know, wish this person well, but again, it's not my story. So I choose not to allow it to suck my energy.
Right. And there's been times where you go into a crowded place, like say, for instance, you go to a football game, there's like, you know, 30, 40, 50, whatever thousand people in the stands. That's a lot of energies for, you know, an empath to deal with, especially if they don't know how to process all of those different energies. They kind of shut down, go inside, and just, I mean, they're there in the moment, but they're not social, they're not active, they're not smiling, happy, whatever, because they're like, what is wrong with me? What is going on? And when you take the, you know, the trip down the rabbit hole and figure out what's going on, you learn things like, okay, I can set up my auric field. I can repel these energies and not have to take them on unless I choose to. So there are ways to protect or shield yourself from a lot of these energies. And that's something that I am grateful I learned, because sometimes even going into the grocery store was just like an energy draining, tedious task. And after learning how to recognize what energies were mine coming from me, as opposed to coming at me, it really changed the game, and it literally helps me walk around smiling and feeling great all the time, knowing, okay, I'm hurting right now because I just, you know, stubbed my toe or something, instead of, okay, I'm hurting right now because I watched that guy fall. So to recognize which is yours, you can turn around and send that energy into your big toe after stubbing it. Or, you know, you can turn around and send that guy that just tripped some energy and go lend a hand and help him up and, you know, make sure he's okay. Help him walk to a bench. Maybe, you know, twisted his ankle and needs that extra hand. So, I mean, the choice is yours on what you choose to do, but knowing what energy is yours definitely helps you make better choices.
Yeah. Good. That's good.
That's something I've gotten pretty decent at, is like feeling the energies around me and knowing that whether it's mine, number one, or whether it's another person bringing it into my realm of being. And it is fun being able to play with that, though, and understand that, hey, yes, I can feel your energy. I know what you're about, but just letting it slide off, or let it, because I always have some form of a shield up for myself. I'm like a little warrior guy, so I just, like, that's how I think. Be protective. So ultimately I'm also protecting myself, but I'm also protecting those around me. And especially, like, if somebody's in my room, I know it's there for a reason. I've considered that. Mm-hmm. So that I think that then it becomes that choice that you're saying, hey, do I want to talk to you about this, or do I just want to, like, send you good energy and get out of there?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So where's, you said you're about 2 months out from your master's
Reiki certification? I think I've got to wait one full year before I can do the course for my Reiki master. Gotcha. Which will be phenomenal, because, I mean, people keep telling me I'm a Reiki master now, and I have to correct them. I'm like, I'm only a 1-2 practitioner. I have yet to get my master's. And after talking with a couple other Reiki masters, they were telling me once I get that attunement, that's going to increase my ability to move energy again. And I'm like, wait a minute, I'm already moving energy like a master. What is getting my master's going to do? So I'm like a kid in a candy store. I'm just all excited to see where things are going to go from here.
Yeah, you feel excited to me, and I'm excited for you too, because I know you've been on a journey with this, trying to get in that realm and working your way through it, man, and laying those bricks one step at a time, you know.
Right. Yeah, I've been learning a lot over the last year and a half now, and the amazing thing about Noble Goldman, there's so many in the community that have really helped me put names to the things that I'm doing. Like Joe Dispenza, never heard his name before, never knew of him. Come and find out, him and I have quite a bit in common with the way that we have healed our bodies and have helped ourselves to move through life, you know, with less pain. I think he broke his neck or something like that. He broke his back. Either way, he's like borderline paralyzed or paralyzed or something. And he, you know, through the power of his mind, gave himself his abilities back and walked out of that hospital. I don't remember how far, you know, past it was. For me, it took a little longer. It took me quite a few years in my disability days, because, you know, I had to get over the anger, the pain, the hate. You know, I had a lot of low-lying vibrational things going on, and you know, thankfully I've conquered them, and some of them I'm still working on here and there, but, you know, for the most part, I've moved past a lot of those low-lying vibrations, and I've risen above to find, you know, I can't say if it's my true calling, but it's definitely a better calling than where I was 10 years ago, 15 years ago. So I'm definitely grateful for, you know, life's journey. And that's one thing that I really struggled with saying, is when I became disabled back in like 2009, I literally lost everything I thought that made me a man. Like, I lost my ability to work. I couldn't take care of my family no more. I actually split my family up, and I just, all sorts of horrible crap was going on. And I blamed myself the entire time, not realizing how big of a blessing it was, because of situations that, you know, I'm not going to fully go into here, but just looking back at it now, it's like, it really helped me go within, slow down, and find what truly makes me happy, what allows me to feel great on a regular basis. And it may have taken me a few years to get there, because I walked that path alone. I did YouTube. I watched Abraham Hicks. I started reading books and all of that, and getting back into, you know, what will help myself grow as a person, and, you know, become someone I can be proud of. So I, gosh, was it 11, 12 years, 13 years now I've had that disability label. And I'd have to say over the last 3 years, I've really had a lot of recognition of what these terms are, that I am falling into the spiritual realm and that I do move energy, and I'm still learning how great I can be at moving energy. But it's one of those humbling things where you don't realize how powerful you are because you've been through so much that you just have those doubts in your mind. So you don't realize how you're doing amazing things for others because you're just like, yeah, it was okay on my end. It was normal. And then you get the feedback and you're like, really? Well, thank you for sharing, because that just, you know, that warms my heart, lifts my spirits, you know, telling me how beneficial or how much shifting has occurred or, you know, whatever may have happened. So it's been a unique journey over the last 12, 13 years. And I think 2012 is when I really traced back to when I put my foot down and just decided I'm not going to be a lump on the couch doped up on pain meds anymore. I'm going to do something. I'm going to find a way, and I'm going to break free from these restrictions. And, you know, right here, my cane. Hey, it actually shows up. My cane, that's the next thing I'm dropping. And,
good.
This is going to be one of those things where I'm going to put it in my vehicle and it's just going to stay there. And fingers crossed I don't, you know, step in a hole walking through grass or something and, you know, jack my knees up or something to need it. But if so, I got that Reiki energy. I'll just lay there, pour some Reiki through me, some diamond energy in me, and then should feel good enough to, you know, walk it off again. But don't know until it happens. So that's my next step. Hopefully next time we talk, I'll be like, guess what, guys? I've been off my cane for whatever months or years or whatever.
It's funny how we're forced to go into kind of slow down mode sometimes. Now I have a question. Would you say that you attribute your ability, partially your abilities of what you do now with moving energy, to your story?
I've had gifts my whole life, and
okay,
when I was younger, they scared me, and I actually wished them away. I begged and pleaded, please stop this crap. I don't want this, blah, blah, blah. And I had many years of a rough life. I did a lot of dumb stuff. And when I became disabled, you know, I started talking to God, and it wasn't in a positive way. But after a little while, you know, I started learning that the mindset is the biggest part. And I started changing my mindset, and I, you know, started taking those negatives, turning them into positives. You know, no matter how small that positive is, when you're getting out of that hole of that pit of disparity, or despair, as Darla calls it, you know, any little thing that you can find, any little positivity you can find, will help you get out of there and just keep focusing on those little things. So as I was going and growing, I started realizing those things that I wished away may be the very things that I've needed my, you know, my whole life, going through all this crap that I just went through. I might have wished away something that could have prevented a lot of that living nightmare that I went through at the time. So after a while, I started realizing I shouldn't be saying these things to our Lord Source Creator. Maybe I should say these things. And it was probably a few months of saying the more positive things when I started realizing, okay, things are slightly improving. I wonder if I can have my gifts back. I wonder if I, you know, still have them or whatnot. And I started asking, or actually I didn't ask. I kind of made a promise, like, I promise not to wish my gifts away again. If these are meant for me and to serve my highest purpose, you know, please allow me to have them back. And as I've been doing that, slowly but surely, I have been getting more and more abilities back, been able to move more and more energies, been able to work with more and more people. I mean, for a while I called myself an introvert because I never wanted to really go outside or deal with large crowds, or, you know, when strangers would say hi to me in a public place, I would kind of, hey, and walk away. Like, I just didn't want the interactions. And nowadays it's different. I'm interacting with more. I'm able to go to those larger facilities because I've learned how to shield myself, and I've learned what energies are mine. So the growth of where I've come from has definitely been beneficial. And I do feel that the things that I have gone through have really helped to increase my energies. Like, you can't know true love until you feel that extreme hate. And it sucks to say that, but it's true. You experience both ends of the stick before you can decide, I don't want that crap. I want that good stuff over there. And you work towards it and walk towards it. And eventually you'll be living it. It's something I tell my son all the time. You know, heaven and hell is here on earth. Literally, you don't die and go to heaven or die and go to hell. No, you live it on earth. It is up to you to make the decision every single day on if you choose to walk that paradise or walk that hell. What do you want to do? Do you want to live with, you know, a smile on your face all day long? You have to make the decision to walk that walk, to have that mindset of, okay, something bad just happened to me, but I'm not going to let it destroy my day. You know, only good things are before me. You know, this is another day in paradise. Things like that are what really helped me to get out of those lower lying vibrational mindsets and start living that paradise while I'm alive.
Yeah, I nerd out on that a lot. Is like, because I feel so much love in the world and dreams in the world and that kind of thing, I really like take into consideration that I had to feel the opposite first, and I did. So I feel you there. It's like you have to be in that down cycle in order to appreciate the up cycles. It's a beautiful balance, this universe, the way it's made and the way it kind of helps to guide us, like telling us to slow down, for instance, like, hey, slow down so you can think for a minute and start to act towards like the good side, or start to act towards whatever side it is that you're going to be going in. But it does become a choice, especially after you recognize it.
Right. And that's a lot of what people don't like doing. They don't like doing that self-recognition. You know, earlier in the call, we talked about, didn't quite say the term reflective, but when something happens to someone or someone treats you a certain way, you know, it's a reflection. That's something that you need to work with inside. If you get triggered or hurt by something someone else is saying, you got to go within. If you don't, you're just going to keep living in anger and misery or whatever it may be for you. Once you have the ability to realize, okay, this person just pissed me off. Why? Okay, maybe this is the reason why. And then you work through it, and you know, eventually you'll heal yourself from whatever it is that triggered you. And some days there's quite a few triggers. Some days, you know, there's none at all. And as you keep recognizing self and realizing, okay, this pissed me off because of this reason, why am I mad about this? And you dig a little deeper and you find, you know, those pain points, they stop becoming pain points. But you have to go in. You have to basically look in a mirror and see what you don't like about yourself and heal those things. If you think someone thinks you're ugly, well, why do you think, or why do you care what they think? That's their opinion. You know, opinions are like belly buttons. Everybody's got one, right? PG version. That is.
Right.
But you have to go within and really take a good hard look at yourself. And sometimes the truth of that really hurts. You know, I can't lie. You know, there are quite a few things that I stood in front of the mirror and looked at about myself, and I didn't want to face them because I didn't want them to be true. I didn't want to think that that was something that I even dealt with or needed to deal with. And the painful part of it is it was. And once I finally stepped into those fears and worked through those things that were, you know, eating me up inside, I realized that was so freaking easy. Why did I wait so long? But it's that ego. That ego keeps us from going inside. It keeps us in that protective state. And sometimes, yeah, it's good to be in a protective state. But when you try living there all the time, it's not that good.
So this goes out to either one of you, both of you, actually, if you both would like to respond. So if there's someone out there listening to this, that is just stuck in that just feels stuck, you know, life stinks, you know, it's not getting any better, blah blah blah, what Joe, what would your advice for first? Joe, what would your advice to him be to get out of that negative cycle and expand?
I've actually been there, so I can totally relate. And the hardest thing is what I was just talking about. You got to go within. Why does your life suck? What is happening in your life that makes you keep saying those words? And then you got to stop saying those words because you're putting that vibration out there that life sucks. So you're throwing it out there. Bring me more stuff to bitch about. You know, and trust me, it's easy to bitch. It's easy to complain. It's easy to nag. What's difficult is to recognize the issue, work through solving whatever it may be that's making you use that term, and then change the vibration. What can you say about your life that's positive? Okay, my vehicle broke down yesterday. That really sucked. Okay, well, I didn't choose to throw that out into the universe. I choose to throw out there, I am so grateful that I have the funds in my hand to get my vehicle fixed and still take my son to his robotic stuff. You know, and a lot of, well, actually basically everything in life boils down to mindset. If you don't have the mindset to change the situation you're in, you're going to keep living it. So if your life sucks and you don't want it to suck no more, change that mindset. There's many coaches out there. There's Reiki practitioners out there. There's counselors, therapists, psychiatrists. I'm not one for getting put on pharmaceuticals, but if it's required to get you out of that life sucks situation, then it's, if it's going to help you better your life, it's going to help you better your life. But try changing your mindset first. View your life in a different fashion. Find those things that don't suck about life and focus on that. And as I said earlier in this call, it doesn't matter how big it is. A positive is a positive. And as long as you can focus on the positive, we'll get more positive things to focus on. If you keep focusing on the negative things, you're going to get more negative things to focus on. So focus on what you want to have in life.
That's awesome.
Yeah, 100%, man. I agree with Joe on that. It's like our tagline, Low Allen. I mean, with the right daily habits, it's literally transitioning your thought process to that positive that he was just talking about. There's ways to do that. If you really want to dig into like the whys, you do the seven whys. Why is that feeling that way? Okay, well, why is that happening? Okay, well, then why do I do that? You know, and it's like, I'm angry. Why am I angry? Because my child upset me. Why did my child upset me? That's the kind of questioning you line up, and you just keep going down the line until you get to that real reason. And it's like, oh, well, maybe I don't actually have to be mad about that anymore when that happens because they're just being a child.
I enjoy those ones where you realize, wow, I am allowing myself to be mad at this situation that's not even relevant to life. Wow. Okay, I'm over it.
Yeah, it happens real fast. Also, Byron Katie, is this the truth? Or is that the truth too? Like, I always mess myself up. Is that the truth? Well, no. I know I've had good situations where I've done really well for myself. Cool. That's the truth. So it depends on the stuckness, though, I think. And it depends on whether you're physically stuck, too. That can have an impact. Like Joe was down for a while. He said years, right? Yeah. Years of being stuck in a place, one place, essentially. That's hard to deal with. Like, you have to go inside yourself and start to switch around that stuff. Otherwise, it will pull you down. That catabolic energy will pull you down and in if you do not learn how to transition it. And that's why I'm always trying to stay positive, always trying to send out that kind of feeling, Alan. It's like, okay, well, if we start with down this one path, then it's going to be a dark path. But if we choose not to and we just choose to brighten that path instead, then it can shine light for others to come with you.
Nice. Very nice. So I remember when I first got clean and sober, and it took a while. It took I think I was going to meetings for I think over a year. And I did a share one time, and I actually said out loud that I wasn't a piece of shit. And from that moment on, so after I did that share, it just, you know, the blessings started happening, the, you know, change, you know, became possible. So, you know, I totally agree. You got to catch that mindset. You got to change that mindset. And it's a choice. It's a choice. You know, I can, you know, stay stuck in, you know, rut, or I can take steps to crawl out.
Yeah. I think surrounding yourself with others helps that, though. Like, we have each other, we have Joe, we have our whole community that we surround ourselves with by choice, so that when we do have those hard times, when we do feel stuck, we can reach out to anybody. I feel I can reach out to almost anybody in that community, and they will be like, hey, let's have a talk and help me out of it.
Yeah, yeah, a few have definitely done that for me. I definitely have much love for the Noble Goldman community, because not knowing what to do, how to act, how to handle something, or just like, you don't want to go down that lower vibrational path. So you throw out there, hey, I need someone to talk to. And there's a bunch that will hit you up and just write, hey, what's going on? Let's chat. And just being able to speak with someone like-minded that's not going to steer you down that path and get you more angry, that they're going to help you. Like, what was that? The 7 steps or something like that. They'll basically do that with you. Like, what's going on? Why are you feeling that way? What has caused you to feel that way? What can we do to remove this emotion from your energetic body? How can we bring you back to, you know, a positive state of mind or something like that? And so many have done that for me, have walked me through that. I mean, there's times where it's like, I only got 20 minutes for a call. Here we are 2 hours later. We should probably let each other go. But it's just the community. Like, there's so much love, support, and guidance within Noble Goldman. And it's not just like to help you build a business, but it's to help you navigate life and the hardships that come, because hardships are everywhere. They're going to happen. They're all lessons to learn, but it's how you choose to react to that. And if you don't know how you want to react to it, and that's when you just throw your hand up, hey, someone, you know, can someone help me here? And like I said, people just pop up. Hey, what's going on? Oh, so-and-so can help you with that. They just dealt with it or something. And, you know, there's always that loving advice around the corner in Noble Goldman.
Yeah, I agree. I just, you can guide it too. It's like, somebody's been through your situation. Somebody's done very similar. Somebody's been stuck in that rut. They know the way out.
Right.
I mean, once you've been down it once, you already, like, you have the knowledge to get out already, because you now are aware. That awareness is the key, really, because once you're aware, that's when the choice comes into play. It's like, do I want to stay in this negative state? And I, don't get me wrong, man, I find myself in a negative state here and there for sure. Like, I know I always put on a positive face on like social media and stuff, but that's the whole point of social media, is like to share that best side, essentially, that good, that light side. Well, for some people, for me, that's what I'm choosing to do with it. but there are days, man, when I'm struggling and I'm like, it's fuck everybody, you know, and I just don't want to deal. And so I feel that. And we were just talking about being empaths and feeling people and feeling pain. So the funny part over the years, I think that has really affected me, is looking at somebody when they're mad, when they're upset, when they're this, that, or everything else, and just realizing that underlying all of that is pain. They're in pain. So therefore, if I know they're in pain, I've acknowledged they're in pain, then I have to say, what outcome do I want to have with me? What outcome do I want for them with me? And that's generally going to be a good outcome. It's going to be I want this person to heal. I want this person to feel better. That sucks. You know, what's the darkness about? What is that piece that's hurting? Now, a lot of those people aren't even going to recognize that it's pain. Like anger, for instance, like when I get angry, I get heated, I get upset, I get that vibration, you know, it's that, and you just, like, for me to work through that, I first have to see myself and be like, oh, that's not where I want to be. Oops. And then I can talk to my wife, or I can talk to, you know, somebody in NG or something. And my wife thank God understands me and has patience for me and loves me regardless of what I'm like. So thank God for that, because I'm just like somebody that truly cares about you. And that's how I feel about most people too, is especially the people that I've been surrounding myself with lately. And only recently, like within the past like year and a half, 2 years, I've been surrounding myself with people who are always striving, always going towards that good piece of life, always going after that vision, those dreams, that positive energy. And that's made a huge difference. What about for you guys? Are you guys finding this similar?
I kind of giggled at you there for a second when you're just, because I mean, for me, it's like the Incredible Hulk. Like, you just like, you don't want to see me angry, and you're fighting those angers. Like, just leave me alone. I don't want to get angry. All of a sudden, I'm getting more angry. And like you said, it's recognizing where that pain is and why are you letting that pain take control of your emotions again? And, you know, like when you're talking with your wife, like you stated, you have to allow those emotions to subside, or you're going to bring them into that conversation. And then she's going to get those, you know, from you, and you guys are just going to go back and forth with it. So it's like, if you can leave the emotion behind to have the conversation of why that emotion set in, you're going to get over it a whole hell of a lot quicker than if you just, you know, start butting heads with your wife and just, you know, yelling and screaming and just, I'm mad and I don't know why. And then she's, well, I'm mad because you're mad. Like,
exactly.
It is contagious. So to recognize you're angry and then be able to calm yourself down and go to your wife or someone in NG or a friend or whatever, and just be like, dude, this just really set me off. Can you help me walk through this? That's a whole lot easier to deal with someone like that than, you know, literally butting heads and just, you know, getting into that yelling match. So that was a beautiful visual you painted for me there, Matthew. Thank you. But yeah, I've been there before too. And as I said, you know, we all go through hardship. They're everywhere, but it's how you program your mind to deal with them. And if you could face that hardship head on, recognize that, okay, I'm about to learn a lesson here, and be open to learning whatever that lesson may be. Okay, I'm not saying it's not going to make you mad, because I still get mad, and I, you know, I've been working on not getting angry for a while now, but to be able to recognize it, see it, okay, I'm about to learn a lesson here. This might piss me off. Let's do this real quick, because the quicker you get through it, or the quicker you face it, the quicker you get through it. So if whatever pissed you off and you're running from it for weeks, months, years, that's weeks, months, or years that it's been eating at you, and you could turn around and just face it real quick. Who knows, 5 minutes later, you could be over it and realized, okay, I'm angry because I've got a toothache, and that's making me pissed off at everything going on in my world. That toothache doesn't have nothing to do with what, you know, happened at work that day, or that road rage incident that didn't even need to be a road rage incident. It all stemmed from a painful tooth. And I don't know if any of you guys had a toothache before, but that's no joke. That shit hurts.
It hurts.
It's painful.
Yeah.
That can easily be something that can make your whole day go to crap. And the whole time you don't realize, I'm just this pissed off because I've got a toothache. No one else needs to deal with this. And yeah, keeping that toothache pain in is not the easiest, but to recognize that's why you're getting mad, all of a sudden you don't have to be mad at anybody. It's just call the dentist, get in there, get that fixed.
Well, I would assume dealing with the toothache, I mean, you know, we use that for example, I would assume dealing with the toothache by being angry, you know, bunching up tight, you know, getting tight, you know, be pissed off. I would imagine that in the long run would probably increase, or at least not help the toothache, you know, and possibly even increase, you know, the symptoms, because, you know, you're making your body all tight and, you know, not good.
Yep. No, I use toothache because that was one of the things that really caused a lot of my pains and angers in life, is I had a few teeth that needed to be fixed, but I was in a place of poverty where I didn't have the $2,500 per tooth to get fixed. And it's like, I get you guys are college educated and all that and need to earn your income, but what can you do about people that ain't even making over 20 grand a year? Like, help a person out, and there's not that many programs. I'm not saying there's none, but there's not that many programs that really help low-income people afford simple dental work, like, you know, removing a broken tooth. I mean, I'm not asking you to give me a root canal or make my, you know, pearly whites look like a millionaire or anything. Just help me get out of pain, because that was no joke. That was one of the biggest pains that I had dealt with. And I mean, when I was in the dentist chair, they were applauding me. Like, I became a legend at school that day, because I had a couple teeth pulled out with just the Novocaine, the numbing. And they're like, you don't need to be put out for this. Everyone else gets put under for this. You're not. I'm like, no, just pull them out. And every time they pulled one out, I was in less pain. Like, you would think, oh my God, you're getting teeth pulled. That hurts. Well, yeah, it hurts. But when the amount of pain you live in is so great, when you remove one of those pain points, it's like an oasis. It's like a from that little portion of pain. So when I got those couple pulled out, I had like three in a row over here. Just getting those three pulled out, I like skipped out of the building. I'm like, this is freaking fantastic. Like, I feel like smiling, you know? So yeah, I've been there. And that dental pain definitely caused me a lot of anger towards others that was not deserved. And, you know, I've since have gone back and apologized for being such an a-hole at times in my life, because I did feel bad. I didn't realize how badly I was hurting, because I was literally a ball of pain between the physical disabilities, the teeth pain, hurting from losing my family, almost losing my house, and, you know, everything that I, you know, busted my butt to get to where I was at that point in life. And yeah. So definitely recognize some of what you do, and, you know, try and live a better life. Ruth's book for the Diamond Matrix Masters, if anyone was interested in it, check her out. It's Diamond Matrix Masters Self-Mastery Level 1 by Ruth Elizabeth. So if you want to learn anything more about quantum lore, diamond energy, and all that, grab this book. Thanks for letting me do a shout-out, guys.
No worries. Would you like to send out one burst of Reiki energy for our audience, for those who are stuck or maybe angry?
Sure. I will send it out as you wrap it up.
Sweet. All right. Thank you for joining us, everybody. This is Matthew Collinson with Feel Great. Here's my great friend.
This is Alan Francis. Remember, with the right daily habits, you can feel great.
One of the greatest gifts we have been given in this human experience is to collaborate with others. What happens when there is a subject we don't know about? We do research and begin to take action. To cut learning time in half, wouldn't it be nice if there was a place to go chock full of experts? Now there is, a buffet of coaches and teachers. Click on the link in the description to join Alan and I in this community full of heart-centered people.
This is Alan Francis. We just wanted to thank you guys for being here today. Thank you for listening. And don't forget to hit that subscribe button and share it with all your friends. Thank you.
Appreciate you guys. You join us later on, and we'll talk to you soon.
Bye now.
Bye now.